Talk tomorrow, and then a Farm Talk coming up for you on Friday. Okay, we're going to check in with our friend now, Jody DeYoung Hughes. When I think of soil conservation or anything along those lines, we think of Jody. She's with the University of Minnesota, but she'll be joining forces, as she does, I think, a few times a year with NDSU. And Jody, first of all, thanks for hopping in live and in person, but you know how hard that is today? Get somebody working.
Yeah, very hard today.
But excited to talk about the Soil Management Summit, the DIRT Conference, as they call it, for 2026. Actually here in Fargo this year, right, at the Delta?
Yeah, we are at the Delta Hotel. We're okay. Back to Fargo.
Yeah, and you kind of rotate this. I think you and I were talking the other day. You kind of rotate this between a few different cities, and Fargo is one of them.
Yes, we also do St. Cloud. That will be in 27, and Mankato in 28, and then we'll be back to Fargo in 29.
Okay, very good. Well, for somebody that has not gone to the Soil Management Summit DIRT Conference, first of all, who should attend? Is anybody that has anything to do with dirt, farming, those types of things, or has conservation in their heart? Maybe a large gardener? I'm not quite sure. What's the list?
I think a gardener could, but it's mainly our conventional farmers that we aim to get the speakers for and topics. And so we usually 50-60% farmers, and then about 20-30% soil and water conservation district staff. Hmm. They have started making a larger portion of our audience. Okay. But when we, evaluate them and stuff like that, they say that they love learning the same things farmers do, so we don't change our topics for them.
Okay. And are you doing this with NDSU, or is this I'm assuming so. You've crossed the border. So
I crossed. So they just, in the last few years, have hired a lot of soil health people, quite a few.
Okay.
And so, you know, we have similar goals, and we thought, hey, why don't we just combine this year and see how it goes.
Okay, well, let's give the nuts and bolts of this a little bit. It is pretty much all day, 9 to 5, and January 14th. Registration, if somebody would like to come to this event, is there, I know that there, if you're like staying, I think at the hotel, there's probably a rate, but is there a charge to go to the conference itself?
Yes. Okay. It's $150 or $175.
Okay.
But, you know, we know that economic times is kind of up and down right now.
Right.
And check with your local soil and water conservation districts or your corn and soybean growers, because they also have scholarships that they could give. And, if you go on the website, there is a place that you can request a scholarship. And also students get a reduced rate. So we like to see the younger ones coming in and learning, you know, the applicability of all these systems. And don't let money be your hindrance.
No. And is there a date that you need to be registered by, a cutoff date, or can you go right up to the event itself?
You can go up to the event, but it's the, you know, food numbers and how many copies and getting all the pre-stuff done ahead of time. We really, since this is a larger conference, really like to know pretty much how many people are coming.
Right.
But we usually have about 10 or 12 walk-ins.
Let's talk about the event itself.
And we don't turn them away.
No, I would imagine not, because spreading the word and how we can, you know, conserve our soil and actually make it better, certainly something, you want to do. But let's talk about, like, the different topics you will talk about. And obviously, I'm assuming you're going to have some folks that have used this type of, practice, that's the word I was looking for, the soil conference or the soil conservation practices, and they can expound on the fact of what it's done for them. But let's talk about the different types of things you're going to be talking about.
Well, we always have a farmer panel, and we choose people who are doing different things, because there isn't one answer out there for soil health. Somebody may just want to reduce tillage, and other people may want to go, you know, the whole system with cows and cover crops and reducing tillage. And then other people are like, hey, I just want to throw in a cover crop here and there.
Right.
And so we try to get speakers and farmers that have that background.
Just a side question. What about, so we were so wet in North Dakota, as you know, late in the year. We had a hard enough time just getting the crops off. In fact, there's some that's still out there. I would imagine that maybe some of the folks didn't get the cover crops on that they would like. Is that something that you'd heard? And I don't know if that was the same thing in Minnesota. Was there some issues because of the weather trying to get a cover crop on for the winter?
Yes. There's always different parts of the state that are different weather regimes, right? So I'm in West Central Minnesota, and we had a very long fall, very long. And so people who even planted their cover crops in early October, which is really hit and miss if it's going to make it, they're growing and looking great. And then they did have some fields that were a little too wet. You know, it's just pockets of everything. So some areas weren't able to get their cover crops in, and other ones it worked out really well.
Okay.
You know, the university answer, it depends.
I want to ask you this too, because I'd referenced the one day, but you actually have some other things going on. Like on Tuesday the 13th, you do have a pre-conference dinner with speakers. That is an additional fee, but do you think that's something that people should check out?
Sure. So Tuesday evening, yep, we'll have dinner, and you can choose between steak or walleye, and it's $40. And you know, you can come and meet the speakers ahead of time. And we also have just some audience members who want to attend those as well. So it's open to anybody. It's usually just a great informal way of getting to know everybody before the craziness of the conference starts. Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday, we start registration at 9 o'clock, but we'll start the actual conference at 9:30. And we actually go to 8 in the evening. So okay. The last educational session will be the farmer panel at 4:30 to 5:30, and then you can leave or you can stay for beer and bowl, which rates so high on our evaluations every year for networking and getting to meet people up front, you know, okay. And get to ask them questions. Then the next day on Thursday, we start off at 8 o'clock, and we will go to about 12:30, and lunch is also included in that. Okay. So it's a day and a half conference, and again, you can come in the night before. Oh, and also Delta, if you call in and say that you're with the SMS DIRT conference, then there is a reduced fee for that, or okay. You know, a block of rooms on hold.
I know on Thursday you also are going to give a little bit of a crash course on winter camelina. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
There is one from Cargill on the winter camelina, and then we have another one too. Oh, goodness. I should have looked at our website.
Yeah.
There's another one. I'm in charge of S-A-R-E. Exhibitors and sponsors, and I just haven't gotten over there yet.
Yeah. The two additional opportunities I see, the Winter Camelina Crash Course and then the SARE, S-A-R-E, Farmer Ranch, Rancher Grant Writing Workshop. So you know more about that than I do.
So SARE has grants for farmers and also academics, but they have specific ones for farmers. And I think farmers are like, well, I don't know how to write a grant. This seems a little scary. And actually, it's not a bad process. So, you know, if you want to come to that, they will tell you, okay, this is what we're looking for when you write a grant. And a lot of times it's that you're working with other people, but how to state the benefits of it. I mean, it's not hard, but if you don't know what you don't know, it seems difficult.
Totally makes sense to me. By the way, just going back to camelina, I've heard that crop a little bit more, but how prevalent is camelina in Minnesota? You probably know more on Minnesota. Is that getting to be a bigger deal?
We actually grow some of the highest acreage, but, you know, we're only talking a couple thousand acres, if even that.
It's smaller. Do you think that's going to be a growing crop? Is there something to that?
It has a lot of potential. I was in a soil pit, so I go in soil pits every summer and have seen how tillage affects the soil and different crops affect the soil. And so I was in one that had camelina in there for 3 years, and the soil was beautiful. Mm. So it has a real nice niche with soils, and then they're trying to build up the market because why grow something if you can't sell it, right? So. Yeah. That will be the big thing, is getting the market developed and people wanting it, companies wanting it.
Well, if you'd like to find out more, I don't know how I got there, but I did. Soil Management Summit plus the Dirt Conference 2026. I think I was trying to find you. I found you on the university webpage, and then I was able to warp over here. So, but it's put on by the University of Minnesota Extension, NDSU Extension. We'll just go with Minnesota because you're here, Jody. So there you go. And I need to register. Get signed up.
And also,
go ahead.
I didn't get to talk about some of the topics that we had. I stopped at the farmer panel, but we also have people coming in to talk about the soil biology and also potentials and constraints for bio-inoculants, okay, and nutrient management, different tillage systems, how to set up your planter for high residue systems, because we can tell you all this great stuff, but if you can't get your equipment to work in it, you know, you're not going to be very happy with us. Okay. A lot about cover crops and weed management and technology for soil health. There's just a lot of different ones. And those are the breakout sessions. Those are an hour long. And then we also have three sets of table talks that are 30 minutes long, and you get 12 to choose from. And so those topics range all over the soil health spectrum there as well.
Okay. Lots to do.
SNRT. Talking about SNRT and how many nutrients are in it. And okay. Yeah.
That's like disgust. No, SNRT is like dirty snow, right? Basically. I mean, we're that term. I better run along here before I get in trouble. We got markets coming up here in a moment. But Jody, again, one more time. Can you be more precise? Is there just the verbiage? Do we look that up on Google, or how do we find where we need to go?
Yeah, just Google SMS-DIRT, DIRT.
Very good.
And you should be able to find it.
Okay, we'll be there as well. January 13th, 14th, and 15th. I think we're there the 14th. Not quite sure on that, but we'll figure it out. Jody, thank you so much for your time, and you have yourself a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, and you have a great Thanksgiving, too.
All right, 23 past. We're running behind. We're going